From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A major storm is barreling towards Northern California, and it is forecasted to be the biggest one so far this season. The timing of the forecast spans Thursday through the weekend, and it does include a blizzard warning, making travel through the Sierra dangerous and even impossible. The National Weather Service is forecasting upwards of 10 feet of snow, and snow levels will drop to around 1,000 feet in elevation, which is the city of Auburn in Placer County, for example. Rain and thunderstorms are also forecasted throughout the valley, but it's really the Sierra that's going to take the brunt of this winter storm. Caltrans is warning drivers to be mindful, possibly stay away from the Sierra this weekend. The roads can be dangerous, chain controls, road closures likely. Joining us with an update on what to watch out for is Jeremy Linder, a public information officer with Caltrans District 3. Good afternoon, Jeremy.
Good afternoon.
So Caltrans District 3 covers a huge area of Northern California. If you could just quickly give listeners a visual of the district of this size.
So it's a total of 11 counties, Sacramento and Yolo being as far south. We go all the way up to Butte and Glynn County to the north, and then pretty much everything east to the Nevada state line.
What is the most concerning thing that Caltrans is monitoring as this storm comes through?
So obviously the snow. That's going to be the biggest impact for this weekend. We have two major passes being Echo Summit on US 50, Donner Summit on I-80. 80 in particular, a major artery for the state. So it's very important and the high priority for our district to keep that open. And one of the reasons why we have as big of a snow operation along that corridor.
And I know that Caltrans, I mean, you focus on road conditions. Of course, you work with meteorologists as well. From what you're hearing, how would you describe for the system, the winter storm that's forecasted to move through our area Thursday, really through Sunday?
So it's definitely a strong storm, the strongest we've seen this season. It's the coldest. It's going to bring snowfall the lowest, like you mentioned earlier. And that's what we keep an eye out for, where normally we always see snow along Donner Summit. Our crews expect it this time of year. And then our operations work accordingly as the snow levels fluctuate. This one in particular, down to 2,000 feet, starting to see some accumulation. That's going to be some areas that our plow trucks haven't had to go that low yet. So it's just more area for us to cover, a lot more traffic to make sure we're keeping the flow and everything's moving smoothly on top of just the sheer amount. When anytime you say feet of snow, that just makes it that much more important that we stay on top of our game. And that's why our crews are prepared and ready to go. 10 feet, now that's extreme, and we start watching what Mother Nature brings us and keeping safety in mind. And if we have to, we will close the pass if the weather's too extreme.
Yeah, I mean, the National Weather Service is forecasting or putting into effect a blizzard warning, I believe, from Thursday through Saturday. What does that mean for drivers? If you can help them visualize what blizzard conditions are like. I've been in whiteout conditions as a journalist on I-80. Drivers should not be driving in these conditions. I mean, you would probably want them to avoid travel if at all possible.
Exactly. That's our number one piece of advice for this system is if you don't have to go, don't stay home. Wait for it to pass and then head up the mountain on Monday if you can. A lot of it, when it comes to blizzard type conditions, is think of it for those that drive in the valley often and we get the Thule fog. The visibility is a lot lower than what you typically have on a bright sunny day. That is almost similar in blizzard like conditions, but now you have blowing snow and sometimes it's blowing right at your windshield. I saw previously a post from CHP Truckee up there that had a nice picture that explained to it almost like the Star Wars hyperspace. It had that feel just coming straight at you. And when you have that on top of the reduced or very limited visibility, it's easy to get disoriented and not know where you're going. And that's a major hazard when you're driving on the roadway.
Yeah, and I-80, I mean, obviously I-80 is an interstate compared to Highway 50, and it's dangerous on either. But I think about Highway 50, if you're heading towards Echo Summit, I mean, those roads are windier. It's a dangerous drive if you're going to attempt it.
Exactly. You only have those two lanes, one going one direction, the other the opposite. It's a little bit more windy. It's also why the speed limit's lower in that area. It has its own challenges where 80, it's a little bit wider. But now when you start adding that snowfall, I mean, we typically could have two lanes of easy traffic flow on 80. But once you start getting several feet of snow, our drivers will do what they can to plow the road. But we may only have at least one lane open at a time, depending on those conditions and just how fast the snow rate is.
And that's why the recommendation is, I mean, if you do attempt travel, to have lots of supplies. You could be stuck on the interstate or on the highway for hours and hours.
Exactly. And sometimes it may not even be your fault. You could be traveling, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, but just a couple of drivers in front of you, a couple of spin outs, it's too not safe to be able to keep that flow of traffic going while CHP clears those scenes. That's when we might hold traffic and you don't know how long that could be. Snacks come in handy, water, especially if you have kids with you. I mean, try being in a car with a 6-year-old for 2 hours and you're not going anywhere. It's hard to keep their attention and keep everyone happy. So that's why those emergency supplies, especially with this storm, it's very important. Also the reason why you want to have a full tank of gas, a full charge, because if you're in one of those patterns and you run out of fuel, that now creates a much larger issue. So you just got to be ready for whatever gets thrown your way.
And I know we're focusing on the higher elevations, 2,000 feet up in terms of snow, but there's rain forecasted, thunderstorms forecasted as well down in the valley. What are you watching out for?
So for the valley, it's going to be your normal spots. I mean, with an inch and a half of rain, it's not something we haven't seen before. So it's very typical of a spring or winter storm. Obviously, the wet roadways might have a little bit of a longer commute. The pace might be a little bit slower because the roadway could be slick. You could also see some ponding on the roadway on your normal trouble spots. But overall, it's not going to be too big of an issue. And that's very typical for these type of storms where the valley gets the minor impacts. But as soon as you change that elevation and you hit the Sierra, things quickly change. And now it's in extreme conditions.
Finally, drivers are going to want to stay updated on road conditions. And Caltrans, you know, has an app for that.
Yes, we do. So QuickMap, that's ultimately the best tool to have. Look at it before you head out. Constantly check it as you go throughout your travel, especially with the app. One thing people need to know is hit that refresh button. If you leave the app idle, it can become stagnant. So by hitting that refresh, you know you have the most up-to-date information at your fingertips. So you know chain restrictions, if there's a closure, and you can look at the pace. I mean, it wouldn't be surprised me to see a lot of reds, yellows, and oranges over the next several days across 80 and the Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, I'll always get out of the app and then get back in, and you could be surprised, you know, maybe just 5-10 minutes pass and conditions could be different.
Exactly. And that's especially with the app, you have the ability to have those notifications pop up. So when you do have those changes, you immediately know and you can be prepared and act accordingly.
Jeremy, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Jeremy Linder is the Public Information Officer with Caltrans District 3, updating road conditions ahead of a major winter storm forecasted Thursday through the weekend. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio.